Monday, August the 31st, the last day of August in 2009. This is Tim Pitchell back with another procrastination boo. Today I want to talk about a volitional skill. Like, volition is our willful behavior, and a volitional skill is our ability to have techniques, strategies, skills to actually act on our will and the things we want to accomplish. The skill I want to speak of is a simple one: keeping the seat of one's pants on the seat of the chair. For many of us who work at a desk, that's the most important part of not procrastinating. As soon as we leave that chair, we're in trouble. So just keeping the seat of one's pants on the seat of one's chair can really be a secret to success. Because there's two things that happen here. When you do that and you just pick some other aspect of the project to work on, so let's say some part's not going well, rather than just leaving the task completely, you work on some other aspect of the task. But the key thing is you don't leave the task and you don't leave your seat. Because this success, no matter how minor, can diminish the negative feelings and promote that approach motivation that's necessary to overcome the avoidance that you're feeling. And second, even if you do decide that you can't do anymore and you finally do give up, the progress that you've made is going to leave you feeling better in terms of not leaving the desk a loser. You know, this is not self-deception. It's a compromise with ending on a winning note, per se. You know, I do much the same in the training of my own sled dogs as my other life as a dog musher. You know, not all training sessions go well. My lead dog may not follow a command, for example, so the performance isn't perfect. However, I never leave a training session without a success in the direction of the overall desired behavior. I work out a compromise as necessary to shape the behavior towards the goal, and at the same time end up on a positive note emotionally or motivationally. I have to adapt and cope flexibly with the situation as it presents itself and not get frustrated that it's less than my ideal. Of course, the discrepancy between what is and what I think is ideal or what ought to happen can be disappointing or agitating, as we've talked about before, the difference between the ideal and the actual, or the ought and the actual. But it doesn't change the fact of what is. You know, my lead dog may not understand what's expected of, for example. Or if I'm working on a project as a writer, I might not know exactly how to articulate an idea. The question then becomes, now what do I do? Work with what you have. Move in the direction of the desired behavior. Don't give up and keep a positive attitude. I know it sounds a little overly simple, but it's not. It takes patience and practice and deliberate choice. When I am tired and I get out to train my dogs, I have to make a very conscious effort to say, don't overreact. You know, focus on the positive. And I think that each one of us has to do that a great deal in our day-to-day lives. Keeping the seat of your pants on the seat of your chair is a preventative strategy to keep you from falling prey to the desire to give in to feel good. After that, it's up to you to apply other strategies to deal with the task at hand. You have to reflect on what you're feeling and why you're feeling upset. Focus on small wins and moving forward. Give up the illusion that it's easy for others, whether it be training or whether it be writing. Make the choice to succeed, not an excuse to give up. Some thoughts for a Monday morning. Procrastination.ca to learn more.